Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Well, here we are again, and it's my time to share with you. I'm going to talk about being thankful. You know, through the years, I've kept a journal of little blessings from the Lord so I won't forget them. And here's one of my blessings from years ago when I was living in California. If I walked my little dog Bentley in the summer, we had to do it early in the morning around 5:30, and we always walked to the coffee shop. After getting my coffee, I would pick up Bentley by the door where he was on his leash and start walking back home. But this one morning, just as I was about to go out the door, the headlines in the local paper caught my eye. It was a story about a young movie star changing boyfriends again. Here it was on the front page like it was an important story. And the sheer absurdity of the story glued my feet to the floor. Well, I don't know how long I stood there, scanning the opening paragraphs, but it couldn't have been more than a few seconds. Suddenly, I heard a loud crash down the block from the coffee shop. A car had run up over the curb and plowed up on the sidewalk, stopping when it hit the little tree planted there. It was exactly where Bentley and I would have been walking on our way back home if I hadn't been distracted by the movie star story. I thought of so many things that could have been different. What if I hadn't been distracted by this ridiculous story? What if the story had been on page 4? To say I felt protected by God would be the understatement of the year. And it reminded me of that scripture in Psalm 91 where David writes, "He will give his angels charge over you." Well, the angels must have been on duty watching out for Bentley and me, even when I didn't know I needed their protection. But that's just like God, isn't it? So while you think of something you're thankful for, listen to this song by the Integrity Musicians. They sing, "Give thanks with a grateful heart."
Thank you.
Oh, I hope that song helped you remember things or events for which you're thankful. Well, this next story I want to share with you about being thankful probably fits in the category where God says to pray and be thankful for everything. Don't believe me? Well, the Apostle Paul wrote it to the Philippians like this. He wrote, "In everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Well, when I started up my car one day after I'd been shopping, it sounded like a sick animal was howling under my hood. Well, I know how to paint and wallpaper a house, but I know nothing about fixing a car. I think I'm doing a good job of taking care of my car if I remember to get the oil changed. So what should I do? I hated the thought of a big car bill, having to have it towed. And so I sat there a moment and prayed, asking God to help me, to give me wisdom, to send someone to help me, anything. I covered all the bases I could think of. And finally, in desperation, I called out to God and said, "Help, help me, please." Well, then I started the car again, thinking, of course, it would now run perfectly. No, it had the same sick, grumpy sound as before. So I laid my forehead on the steering wheel to collect my thoughts, and what should I do? Suddenly, someone tapped on my window, and I looked up in shock, but turned down the window, and the young, rather scruffy-looking man said, "Sounds to me like your power steering fluid is low. You better check it out." So we opened the hood, and he found the little tank, and indeed it was low. Well, right across the parking lot was a shop that sold automobile stuff. So I went over and got a bottle of the fluid, and the scruffy man helped me pour it in. A few minutes later, my engine was purring like a little kitten, not the sick dog it sounded like before. A big miracle? Maybe not, but certainly big enough for me to be thankful. And I was so thankful the young man, who knew something about cars, just happened to be walking by when he heard my engine. Coincidence? I doubt it. I think it was just one of those ways that God takes care of one of his kids. And if we remember to be thankful, I think God appreciates that too, just as any father would. And now for the song, My Tribute, and it's sung by Evie.
For all the things that you've done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express
just let me live now,
my life.
hope as you listen to that wonderful song that you thought of things that you were thankful for also. You know, it's in our remembering to be thankful that we see God at work more and more. Do you thank the Lord when you find a parking spot close to your destination? Do you thank the Lord when you quickly find just the right item you need at the store? Small things maybe, but I think as we are thankful, we will see God at work on our behalf more and more. King David wrote in Psalm 100, "Be thankful unto him and bless his name." I try to be diligent in my morning prayer time, and one time I heard a speaker say that taking time to pray in the early morning is like giving your body a drink of water when you first wake up. It's a necessary way to start the day. But I find in winter it's hard to get up before the sun. It's then I want to stay in bed and snuggle down in the warm covers for just 5 more minutes, and the next thing I know I'm asleep, and then it's an hour later and I have to rush toward the day with no time for reading my Bible and prayer. Well, years ago I told my pastor that I yearned for more time to pray in the morning, regretting how long I snuggle under the warm comforter before I get out of bed to pray. And he just laughed at me and said, "Samantha, do you really think it's important to God that you get out of bed before you pray? Use that time while you're still in bed," he advised. "When you first awaken, begin by praying, especially begin by thanking God and praising him for all your blessings. Turn your thoughts to God right then. Offer him your day, even while you're in bed. I'm sure he knows you're in there anyway." Well, we both laughed, but it set me to thinking. If I could pray, my pastor reminded me, it's like just talking to God. If I could pray in bed, then I guess I could pray anywhere and give my thanks to God for everything. Driving the car, washing the dishes, sweeping the floor. I'm sure God would love to have me, and of course you, talk to him anytime. Now here's a song to sing along and praise with the David Butterball Singers. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
Be the Lord God Almighty.
wonderful God-honoring song. I'm Samantha, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And I'm so thankful you're listening today. And I hope you'll write to me. That would make me thankful, too. Our theme is thankfulness, as you've probably guessed by now. However, there's one area of our modern lifestyle some of us aren't especially thankful for, and it is the deluge of emails we receive daily. If I'm away speaking for a few days at a conference and know I won't have time for emails, I leave my laptop at home. But oh my, when I return, it's worse than facing junk mail at the post office. With so many people forwarding really interesting things, or funny things, or political things, and on top of that, stores sending announcements of their sale, facing the email mountain is a daunting task. And one day, I sent some emails to Northwood University. Their events director had invited me to participate in their gala, and so she wanted a bio, a picture, as well as a list of the books I've written. So I sent it, and I seemed to have confirmation that it had arrived. However, a week later, the director called again, saying the deadline was near and did I have time to send the material. I assured her that I did, but I would send it all again, which I did. A few days later, while I was still pondering how this could have happened, I received an email from my server telling me that the week of my own dropped emails, they had many people with that problem, and they apologized and said they fixed it. Well, I had to laugh. Somewhere out in space, out in Never Never Land, my picture is still floating around. But then I thought, how thankful I am that there are no glitches in God's system. When I send him a prayer, he not only receives it, he always gets the message and begins working behind the scenes on my behalf. Yes, we can be thankful to God that he never punches the delete button and there's no junk mail where God's concerned. He is always waiting for our prayers. Well, part of being thankful is also anticipating good things happening in our lives. So for this last song, sing along with the Gaither Vocal Band.
Now when the rich and the poor get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord. Now when they all get together,
hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they together with the Lord.
Now when the tall and the small get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Well, the weak are no longer afraid of the stronger when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when
he just loves us all the same. His son died to save us and to keep us in his name. And soon we'll rise to meet him, and forever we will reign. And we will sing, 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 sing. Now when we all get together, with the Lord.
get together with the Lord. With the Lord.
Oh, yes, as we are thankful, good things do happen in our lives. As I've been writing the episodes for this program, in addition to the things I've shared, my mind's been filled with other little scenes of times when I knew God had protected me, times I experienced God's forgiveness for my thoughtless words, times when I needed help and someone came to my aid, times of confusion and God sent just the right song or just the right radio minister or just the right friend alongside to speak words of wisdom and direction in my life. For all these blessings, I'm truly thankful. And as I list these things from my own life, perhaps you'll want to stop and think of all the things you have to be thankful for also. A few weeks ago, I was lamenting over all the books I've collected through the years, and with the move to my new house, I don't have enough bookcases for them. Well, as a writer, I buy a lot of books and I read them and then can't part with them. They're like old friends, maybe just too many old friends. But suddenly I had a wild idea. It was the answer to my dilemma if it worked. I called the local Christian rehab home for women and they were delighted to have the offer of my Christian books, saying that the idle time for the women was most difficult. And with my books, they'd always find something to read that would encourage them. They considered my books a blessing for them, but my new improved garage with fewer boxes was also a blessing for me. And how thankful I am I can pass on my old friends, my books, to other women who will be encouraged and grow from the messages of hope that they'll find in the books. And then, too, I gave them some of my extra Bibles, the really important book for them to read, to learn of God's faithfulness and love for them as He loves us. Well, my time with you is over, but my heart's thankful that we've had this time together, and I hope you'll write or email me. I'm always thankful for your letters and notes. And remember, no matter where you live, what you've been through, or what you've done, God loves you with an unconditional love. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.